from LPM,
Louisville Public Media.
Support for LPM podcasts comes from the Eye Care Institute and Butchertown Clinical Trials, where they strive for diversity, equity, and inclusion within their staff, patients, and clinical trial participants. To learn more, visit butchertown.clinic.
Welcome to Kentucky Politics Distilled. I'm Jonice Franklin with Kentucky Public Radio Capitol reporter Ryland Barton. Well, Ryland, this week the state Senate passed a bill that would make it a crime to insult police officers and boost penalties for protest-related charges. There was a pretty intense debate over this, right?
Yeah, this was Republican Senator Danny Carroll's bill. He's a retired assistant police chief from Paducah, and this comes in reaction to racial justice protests in Louisville and across the state and country over the last year. Carroll said the bill is necessary to protect police officers.
I will not apologize for passing laws to protect the people of this Commonwealth, to protect the property of the business owners of this Commonwealth, to protect our first responders.
So what exactly does this bill do?
So it would make it a Class B misdemeanor if someone insults or challenges a police officer with offensive words or even with gestures. It also defines a riot as a public disturbance involving five or more people involved in tumultuous conduct that creates grave danger to property or others. That's a pretty broad definition for it. And it creates new protest-related crimes, requiring anybody charged with rioting to be held in jail for a minimum of 48 hours, and making it a Class D felony to resist arrest during a riot. Democratic Senator Gerald Neal represents part of West Louisville, which is a predominantly black neighborhood. He called the bill a hammer on his district.
This is a backhand slap, and I resent it. I personally resent it. This is beneath this body.
Okay, this bill comes as some criminal justice reform type bills have been advancing through the legislature, like limiting no-knock search warrants. Is this inconsistent with the other things that lawmakers have been pushing for?
Just a couple of weeks ago, the Senate unanimously passed a bill limiting no-knock search warrants. And though sure, the bill is not what many progressives or people in the protest movement have been calling for, there is light years of space on the political spectrum between that bill and Carroll's bill that passed out of the Senate this week. Lexington Democratic Senator Reggie Thomas said that all the goodwill that Republican lawmakers had built up in advancing those criminal justice reform type measures is now gone.
And the message he's sending is very loud and clear about if you engage in a protest rally from now on, you do so at your own peril, because we're going to come and get you.
Okay, speaking of no-knock warrants, the bill limiting no-knock warrants continued to advance through the legislature this week, and Democratic Representative Attica Scott's bill totally banning no-knocks got a hearing, but that one did not receive a vote.
Yeah, so Scott and Republican Senate President Robert Stivers have been on a collision course since last summer when they both announced that they'd file a bill to ban no-knock warrants. Scott actually pre-filed her bill in August, and Stivers didn't end up filing his limiting no-knocks until late last month. Scott has been critical of Stivers' bill as not going far enough, and even more so critical that he didn't work with her in crafting it, saying he's ignored the protest movement that's really rallied around her version of the bill. But this week, there was a moment where it seemed like they might finally be working together on the measure.
For me, that's what we're trying to exhibit here today, is coming together to figure out how we come up with a good bill that will make a difference for the people of Kentucky, and so that the folks that I know I've been out on the front lines with will no longer feel ignored or silenced or forgotten.
Stivers said he's open to considering some of Scott's suggestions. One of the main things Scott wanted was a requirement that police wait 10 seconds to break into an apartment after announcing themselves serving a warrant. She's also been calling for the bill to be named Brianna's Law. It's still unclear if that'll make it into the final version of the bill.
All right, we'll leave it there. We've been speaking with Kentucky Public Radio Capitol reporter Ryland Barton with this week's edition of Kentucky Politics Distilled.
Kentucky Politics Distilled is produced by Louisville Public Media. To support this work, visit wfpl.org/supportKPD. That's wfpl.org/supportKPD. Follow us on your podcast app to stay on top of the latest news from Frankfort. You can read more of our statewide coverage at wfpl.org.